It's time for our weekly conversation here on Kate Radio, where we talk Albert Lea boys basketball. Coming up on Friday night, we're going to have them on the road against Red Wing, trying to pick up their fourth win of the season. We're going to recap the week that was, and we'll talk about the Wingers coming up on Friday night. Harrison Cates, head coach of Albert Lea, joins us. And Harrison, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on another snow day. It seems like we've had a lot of those already this season.
Yeah. Yeah, good afternoon, Aaron. Thanks for having me. I don't hate the snow days. I like being at home, hanging with the dog. Shoveling's never fun, but it's okay to have a day off, too.
So you go the shovel route, not a snowblower?
I have a snowblower, but the youth in me can't figure out how to run it. So I definitely just shovel instead.
Whatever works. Whatever works. Let's talk about what's happened with your team in the last week. Right now, you have a five-game losing streak, and let's start with the game that we had on Friday night against New Prague, a 65-56 loss to the Trojans. They had one guy that hit a bunch of threes. I think he had 26 points in the victory for them. And when I look at this game Friday, Harrison, your team, I think, outplayed New Prague in the second half. It was just a slow start in that first half, got your team in kind of a hole and just never able to dig yourself completely out of it.
Yeah, slow starts have definitely plagued us in my time here so far. So we had a couple meetings this last week at practices, and I asked the guys if they needed pregame and practice and days before games. So we changed some things, changed some runoff routines, and hopefully tomorrow we can come out a little hotter than usual. But yeah, we came out flat for sure, and they ran one simple offense every time, and they got open threes at the top of the key over and over and over again, and then they capitalized. So it's kind of hats off to them.
As a coach, what do you try to do different? Like you mentioned, slow starts have kind of been a thing that's hurt the boys' basketball team. What do you do different with your team to try to make sure or kind of try to prevent that from happening?
Well, we're changing up our warm-up routine before our game. So those first 20 minutes of shoot around, we're going to have some new drills that we're going to do instead of the things we've been doing. We're also going to go into the locker room a little earlier, put our phones away. Coach Cal at Kentucky had an interview a couple weeks ago when they beat Kentucky, took their phones the night before. So I'm not a huge take phones away, but if we have to, you know, put phones away earlier to get ready, we're going to do that as well. And then just how we plan the day before in practice. I mean, sometimes I feel like the day before in practice is hard to go full force. We want to stay away from injuries, but being a little more intense, more intentional at practice the day before hopefully will help us with our start the next day.
65-56 loss to New Prague on Friday. Team was at home on Tuesday night. Got beat by Winona by a 30, 78-48. Harrison, give us some thoughts on the loss to the Windhawks on Tuesday.
Yeah, the Tuesday loss hurt. It was a game that we all thought we should have won. We had it within eight in the second half. They ran a 2-3 that we just couldn't quite capitalize on. And, you know, we had probably a stretch of 5, 6, 7 turnovers in a row. And after that, we put our head down. It was over. The cool part about the Big Nine is we get to play him again. And we'll see him in a couple weeks. So I look forward to that game because I think we're a lot better team than we showed. But it was one of those things where we just didn't come to play. And that happens, I guess. But we're trying to minimize those now, and in our second round of the Big Nine, hopefully we can come ready to play more.
Tuesday, January 10th, your team got beat by 6 by Northfield, scored 84 points in that game, 51, 56, and 48 for point totals ever since. Are there ways to get the offense to put up more points? Is it just a case of there's just some nights the shots just aren't falling?
I think that happens a little bit, but I think the big thing that's happening right now is we're not controlling the pace of the game. We want to play high tempo. We want to get out and run. And other teams have really slowed the ball down. I mean, when you were at New Prague, you saw they would stall in the half court, yeah, you know, for a long time, minute and a half, and our defense wouldn't go up and play. So because of that, we couldn't control tempo. And when you can't control tempo, you can't go in transition and go score. So we're going to change some defensive things we have already, and we're going to see if we can push the issue a little bit on defense to help our offense. But yeah, the other part is when shots don't fall and you're not controlling the pace, it's tough to score.
We were talking about that during the New Prague game. Anytime a team starts to take the air out of the ball, I always bring up, well, next year we got the shot clock. Is that 35 seconds? Is that what they're going with starting next year?
Yeah, it'll be 35 seconds. In my opinion, when they brought it out, I was happy for it. I played with it, but I didn't think it would change the game all that much. And then we've had some games this year when Winona was that case too, where they took the air out of the ball, like you said. So it's going to be a big difference for us, and I can't wait to have it.
I'll say, because I was kind of surprised, because New Prague really was continuing to run their offense over and over when there was already like 12 minutes to go in the game. So obviously a shot clock will help with that. Harrison Cates, head coach, Albert Lea boys basketball. Again, they get Red Wing on Friday night, at Austin on Monday, at home against Mayo on Tuesday. Let's talk about the Wingers. Your team is 3-9. They got one win on the season. What do you know about Red Wing? Obviously, both teams have this circled on their schedule as a game that they can win.
Yeah, they're gonna try and control the tempo tomorrow too. They have one win. They haven't won in the Big Nine yet, so it's obviously a gettable game for us. As long as we can control the tempo, they play a 1-2-2 half court with a trap. So they're gonna try and trap us in the corners. So we got to make sure when our shooters go out to those corners, they're ready to either shoot the ball or pass right back out. And then same as New Prague, they have an offense that they'll run and they'll run and they'll run and they'll run. So we're gonna look to push the issue. We're gonna look to zone a little bit, press a little bit. Play some tight man-to-man, we should be okay if we do those things.
When it comes to practice schedule or maybe a rotation with guys, Harrison, does it change at all when you have so many games in a small window? Again, Friday night in Red Wing, we'll have that game for you here on Kate. Monday against Austin, Tuesday at Mayo. That's a lot of basketball, and again, a very short time frame. Does that change the way you do practice or anything with your rotations during the game?
Yeah, it'll change a little bit. It was kind of nice. I mean, having a game tomorrow, obviously want to practice today, but having our snow day and no practice doesn't hurt with our schedule coming up. But we'll probably play some of our top guys a little less and some guys might play a little more. But we can't obviously play for our next game. We've got to try and win the game we're in. So we'll take it day by day. The weekend off will be nice. But my guys that are going to play are going to play, and we'll see how it goes.
Harrison, before I let you go, give us some thoughts. Again, at Austin on Monday, at home against Rochester Mayo. Talk about the Pack and the Spartans.
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
Just give us some thoughts on the games next week when it comes to Austin and Rochester Mayo.
Oh, sure. Austin is a very, very athletic team. They have a new head coach. They've lost some games, but they're very athletic. They're very disciplined. They're a very skilled team. So, we're going to have to play one of our best games to go out and beat them, but I think it's doable. As far as Mayo goes, they started off really hot. They were 7-0, 8-0. But they've lost a couple of it lately, so they're going to be looking to fire against us. But like I said before in other talks with you, Aaron, I think every game is gettable for us. I think the rest of the Big Nine is wide open, and I'm looking forward to a couple wins in a row here.
It'll be different walking across the court and not shaking Chris Fannis's hand as the head coach of Austin. I mean, you have more experience with your squad than you all with a first-year head coach at Austin, which, again, hasn't happened in a long time since Coach Fannis was there for so many years.
Yeah, Fad's a great guy, but I'm kind of glad he's out of here.
Harrison Cates, head coach of the Albert Lea boys basketball team. Again, they get Red Wing on Friday night. Harrison, thank you so much for the conversation, and go get them Friday. Well, we'll talk to you before the game.
All right, sounds good. See you tomorrow.